Chaz and AJ in the morning on PLR. What do we got, Ruth?
Today we have what's been called the worst holiday special of all time. And that would be the Star Wars Holiday Special, which aired on CBS exactly once back in 1978. So this came about after New Hope came out and was a huge hit in 77. So they decided, well, what's the next thing that we should do?
It was all about Star Wars.
All about Star Wars.
It was so about Star Wars that Happy Days introduced a character from outer space.
Yeah.
Mork.
Yep, exactly.
Mork and Mindy, Mork appeared first on Happy Days.
Yeah. Unbelievable.
Oh, wow.
Really? I didn't know that.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
No, it was all about Star Wars. Everyone was crazy about Star Wars.
Space characters everywhere all of a sudden.
Bring me Star Wars stuff.
Oh. Exactly. Something from space, quick.
So this special makes sense on paper. You're like,
on paper.
Everybody loves those cute little robots.
We can't get enough of them.
Let's do it.
Right.
So let's make a holiday special about Chewbacca's family.
You know, the guy that can't talk.
What do they call it? A Chewy Christmas?
This was 1 hour and 37 minutes long, and it was in the style, the 70s variety special style. So this was the result of many, many drugs. That's my theory.
Okay. They were good back then. They were better back then,
okay,
yes.
So we start out with Chewbacca's family at home, and it is 8 minutes of just the Wookiees talking to each other in their language, no narration, no subtitles. I'm just gonna play you a few seconds. Imagine 8 minutes of this. That was 10 seconds.
I turned my headphones down.
8 minutes. Unedited.
Are there words on the screen?
No.
Nothing.
No narration, no subtitles, nothing.
You didn't hear what he said? He said, I love you. You're my
No Wile E. Coyote holding a sign, nothing.
I don't want one of them cursed earlier.
Yeah, dump that.
Okay, but then.
Wait, it was 8 minutes of that?
I sat through this entire thing.
8 minutes.
Wow. 8 minutes. And then it gets weird.
Okay, we're going to start off with the weird.
So there's many different segments. You know, just to give you an idea, there's a performance by Jefferson Starship. There's vocal stylings of B. Arthur playing a bartender in the cantina. But the strangest segment happens when Chewbacca's father named Itchy is gifted with a fantasy chair, like a VR fantasy chair that he sits in and sees this vision of singer Diane Carroll, and things get really weird really fast. Keep in mind, this is a family holiday special. Okay, you're about to hear a horny Wookiee.
I exist for you. I am in your mind as you create me. Oh, yes. I can feel my creation. I'm getting your message. Are you getting mine? Oh. We are excited, aren't we? Well, just relax. Just relax. Yeah.
What does this woman look like?
It's Diane Carroll, and she's got like some like weird like silver wig on and like an evening dress, and there's like a space motif behind her, and she's kind of like appearing to him in his fantasy while he's sitting in like a VR chair, and just kind of.
Yeah, and about to make Milky Way.
Rawr, rawr, rawr.
I can see his Big Dipper.
Like, can you imagine a family sitting down with their children? Oh, kids, Star Wars holiday special. Like,
Chewbacca just got the VR.
Who's molesting that iguana?
Yeah.
Oh, gosh. I think this was a practical joke. And the writers were like, let's just make this as weird as possible and see if it actually airs.
You know what you're probably right.
Now, these also weren't the actual actors, right? They were just like stand-in.
There were the people in the costumes, the wookie suits, but there were cameos by by Harrison Ford and Mark Hamill and Carrie Fisher. Carrie Fisher sings a song at the end.
My God!
Somebody had something in a contract and found it and said, "Oh no, you have to do this special."
Yep.
And they responded with, "Okay."
They Andy Kaufman'd them.
We'll make you a special.
Yeah. It is special.
Carrie Fisher has said that she sometimes would put this on at parties to make people leave.
Nice. I can do the same with mine.
Wow. So the first 8 minutes, the Chewy family talking. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And then it goes into this?
This is one of the segments. I'm not sure
later.
The exact.
Okay.
It's 1 hour and 37 minutes long. Bizarreness. Okay, then there's a cooking segment where Chewbacca's mom is watching TV.
And that's tomorrow.
Oh, my God.
We are not leaving this until we've completely drained it of comedic content.
It's time for Chaz and AJ Dumbass News.
Yeah.
Dumbass.
They have no idea what I said.
I think I know. Thank you for saying it in that language.
I appreciate it. Thank you.
VHS dating. You know who turned me on to this? Brian Blackmore.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
Yeah. I had no idea, and now TikTok's like, oh, we know what this guy likes.
It's quality all the time.
VHS dating and cats playing instruments on the porch in the middle of the night.
Oh, I love that one. You see, now it's doing ice sculptures and also doing like homework. It's doing like chainsaws and like building the deck.
Yeah.
It's cool.
Yeah.
The xylophone.
Yep.
Something about a xylophone's goofy. You see a cat playing it. I'm like, oh, this is great.
My aunt thinks those are real.
They play some wicked drums, too.
My aunt's like, how do they teach the cats how to play the saxophone?
There was also one time when the cops took the cat away. I forget what happened exactly.
I saw a cat in a karate gi break a board yesterday.
Yep. This is the future.
So this VHS dating, our next application. So this is from the 80s, and it was a dating service, and you would make these little videos. They would ask you questions, and they'd edit the thing down, and it's kind of like, instead of scrolling, you'd get a videotape, and there'd be a number of people on it, and you pick that person, and you maybe go out on a date. So these are the best clips from all the applicants, best with air quotes around it.
Right, our best.
This next applicant gives us his secret to success with the ladies.
I think my best quality as a lover is coming second. Hi, I'm Wayne. I am in sales. I was almost.
Do you give him points for that?
Well, he's in sales.
He's in sales. He's selling.
In sales, so he knows, what bullet points, like what to lead with.
Here's the bottom line.
Of all these people, he started with a headline, a hook. He started with a hook.
It's always be selling, He's selling right off the bat.
Yeah.
It's kind of like a hook is bent.
It's like 1985, and he was already like, hey, you got 5 seconds to grab their attention. Right. He knew it.
I like the editor was also like, oh, yeah, no, that's the opening line.
That's it.
With me, you always come first, baby.
we're gonna lead first.
All right.
I was almost sure I was going to be in the FBI. Because of a couple of things in high school that became no longer a possibility for me.
This is where you leave that out.
Too much.
Yeah. I went to school with this guy. I've met this guy in every bar in Connecticut. Dude, I was going to be in the FBI, bro. But then,
there's a lot of people out there like that?
Yeah. FBI. Really? I was going to be, a secret agent.
You know this person.
CIA.
It's the same one that was like, oh, yeah, I think I had COVID, like, December of 2019, like, before anyone knew. I think I had it.
I know some security guards who want to be police officers. They just can't make the force because of whatever. They don't get through the mental thing. And, it's hard. No judgment. I wouldn't get there.
Yeah, absolutely.
Please. It's hard.
Like, I wouldn't make military boot camp, but there's plenty of other people who also didn't make the boot camp. And then are like, dude, I was going to be a Navy SEAL, but I was just too good.
Right, right. Is there anyone listening right now who tried to get on the FBI or tried to be part of the FBI or had plans to be in the FBI and just never made it?
That counts?
I feel like those people don't call in. They're just listening on a tapped line right now.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah, they don't expose themselves. Yeah.
They're in an undisclosed location in the Canadian wilderness.
I'm not going to, we're not going to mock you or anything. I'm curious as to what happened.
Yeah.
Why, you thought you were going to be in the FBI, then the life took you somewhere else.
It's a rigorous process because I have friends.
Is it?
Yeah, I have friends who have been trying to get into, you know, like government, like their military, high-ranking people.
Yeah.
And I've gotten calls before that's like, hey, this is, you know, so-and-so department. What do you think about this person? And they've, like, interviewed me about my friend.
Checking.
So.
You know what, though? It's so much easier if you watch any of the 80s videos, any of the 80s movies, all you got to do is get a nice suit and you get like a fake ID and you put it on and you just assimilate with the rest of them. I mean, they did it all the time.
No one will notice.
Exactly, right? You can disguise yourself as a different person.
Chaz and AJ.
Hey, it's Rory.
Hey,
yeah,
Rory.
I could have been the FBI.
Okay. What
I
happened?
I never tried to be, but I just could have been.
Oh.
Okay, you just didn't bother to apply for it. Gotcha. Okay.
Okay, and what do you do now?
Yeah. I drive a boat and,
You drive a drug boat?
Drive a barge.
Oh, you're a barge, the barge guy. Okay.
The barge is in, yes.
Barge guy. Yeah, I could have been the FBI, CIA, Secret Service, you know.
Right.
But why?
Why do that? Right.
Right. Exactly. Right.
Why not be the guy that scams the CIA?
Right.
While working the other for
side.
Them.
Yes. Yes.
All right, Rory, thank you. We're just checking to see. Are there a lot of people out there who wanted to be in the FBI, could have been in the FBI, just didn't get into the FBI?
My grandfather wanted me to do it.
Nick?
Catch me arrests.
Hey, Nick.
Yo, hi. Good morning.
Hey.
Good morning, guys. My name's Nick. I'm calling from West Hartford. And it all comes out in the wash. I'm going to be 48 in a couple weeks, right? And my neighbor, when I grew up in West Hartford, my neighbor, I found out later, was FBI. And my my cousin was Brigadier General of the U.S. Army, a one-star general.
Whoa,
and,
wow.
Yeah, big shot.
That's
and,
a big deal.
Yeah, he worked his way up from private all the way up to Brigadier General down south. And my grandfather was in World War II. He was a warrant officer and also a radio engineer. But anyways, FBI and CIA. So I thought I was CIA material, and I said they didn't know all the information
like
already, right? I said everything. I said I want to be one of you guys. I want to be you guys. And I sent them all my information. I sent them my social security number and everything about me. Yeah, you know, and didn't hear anything. But they, you know, they work in secret, so you never know. Nothing happened, and I think I was too Looney Tunes because I had a friend growing up who I found out
AJ,
later.
Hold on, Nick. AJ,
yeah.
You think he's too Looney Tunes?
Nah.
No.
Nah, he's perfect.
Yes.
I'd pick him.
This is what you want for the CIA.
Right.
Someone who you don't expect.
You do. Right.
Right.
I would never expect you to be in the
If this
FBI.
Guy talks about the UFOs, you're going to be like, ah.
Yeah.
You know, like.
No, that's the Air 51. That's the Air 51 Air Force stuff.
Ah, see,
I sent a letter out to Air 51, too.
You what?
But that's not my...
You sent a letter to Area 51?
Did you just send a resume?
No. Just asking some vague questions. I didn't even put my
name
on or anything.
Like what? Like what? What did you
ask? Like, oh, geez, I said this like a couple of years ago. I asked like, I don't know if I want to say.
What kind of ramen do you guys eat there?
hold on. What did you ask?
I asked like, I asked something like, are there more extraterrestrials on Earth? Have there been extraterrestrials on Earth before humanity existed? Do you know that have that kind of knowledge? Because they interviewed aliens that they captured when the Roswell, and they said it was a weather balloon. But I told you, like,
it's Nick with the FBI, everybody.
Right,
Nick.
My friend is going for the FBI, but he turned it down. He's really smart. He's going for, like, he could have been MIT, but he says no, he doesn't want to do what his parents want him to do because his father worked in the FBI, worked under James Comey and everything.
Oh wow!
Right.
All right, Nick.
I have a lot of connections, but I didn't grab on and connect them.
Yeah, more connections than I have time.
Yeah.
Well, no, so. I mean, I blew my shot. I'm like the first guy. I got multiple sclerosis, and you stay on long enough.
I
love you guys.
I love you too, man.
I love you too, man.
Happy holidays, guys. I love you.
I love you too, man.
Thanks so much. Yes.
The FBI needs more people like Nick.
Imagine if Area 51 wrote back and they were like, actually, yes.
Well, that's why I wanted to. Yeah, I wanted to get to, did you market attention? Who? Right. What's the address of Area 51? You don't just write Area 51.
Area 51, yeah.
And zip code. Like, you got to write a street address.
Hey, Area 51, have you guys seen the Star Wars holiday special? It's really good.
Can you imagine the mail truck just driving out in the middle of the desert?
Right.
There's just one this one little mailbox. And you don't see it. It's just desert. And the mail truck pulls up. And like, okay.
From Nick again. Okay.
From Nick. This is probably the most dangerous intersection in this part of Connecticut. Could be all of Connecticut. Yeah. It's in East Haven. Wow. And they've had 112 accidents in 2 years. Do we have audio on this?
After dozens of accidents over the last few years, a dangerous intersection in a shoreline community is getting some much-needed upgrades. Your reporter Anna Stansfield is live in East Haven with a look at the plans and what you need to know before you head out the door. Good morning, Anna.
What you need to know is, like, don't go through the intersection.
Right.
Or pay attention.
Right.
End of report. Back to you.
Tracy, good morning. We're here at Kimberling Avenue and Forbes Place. And if you've gotten off of Route 1 in this area, you've likely driven through this intersection. Some people call it the most dangerous intersection they've ever seen. But as you can see,
that almost sounds like a sign. The most dangerous intersection.
The most dangerous intersection they've ever seen. But as
the cars are all crashing and people are yelling and insurance is high.
It's the most.
It's the most dangerous intersection
in the world.
Nice.
Right here. All right.
I like what you're done here.
On the show right now is East Haven Mayor Cafaro. Good morning.
Hey, good morning. You guys are nutty.
Thank you.
Too much coffee.
Yes.
AJ, happy birthday.
I appreciate it. Thank you.
What do you think about this intersection? What are you guys going to do with it?
Well, it's been an ongoing study. It is listed as one of the top five dangerous intersections in the state of Connecticut.
Top five.
Wow.
Yep. And it's really bad. Like you said, there was over 100 accidents over the last couple of years. What came to a head though was I think it was back in the spring, there was a car that went through a young lady's front wall of her house right there on the corner and barely missing her young son sleeping in his bed.
Whoa.
I think he was like 6 or 7 years old. So, we definitely had to put it in high gear. We hired a traffic engineering study on it, from a reputable company. We went to the state. Of course, we had police commission meetings with our police department. And what we came up with right now, after a 90-day study from this engineering company, we decided to shut down Kimberly Avenue. So everybody who's
familiar
with
that sounds like a busy road. Don't I see that like on signs on 95? Or am I thinking West Haven?
Yeah, that's West Haven. They have a Kimberly Avenue on West Haven, I believe, too.
Okay, all right.
But if you come off Frontage Road and you make a right-hand turn and you drive like 50 or 75 feet, there's another right-hand turn that's on Kimberly Avenue. We're going to block that off. We're going to force people to go either straight down Forest Place or they're going to make a left-hand turn onto Kimberly going up toward the North High Street Bridge. What happens there is there's three stop signs. There's Kimberly, there's Forbes, and then there's Kimberly on the other side. and people pull up to the stop signs, and they're looking at the green light on Frontage Road right there, and everybody races to make it to the green light, and that's where there's accidents.
Okay. Oh, all right, okay. So you figured it out.
Well, you know, we got to do another 90-day study now with blocking this road off, and if it works and if it cuts down on any kind of issues, and also, you know, we could see how people react to it, you know, then it's going to be permanent.
All right, what do you think about a roundabout?
I would love for the state of Connecticut to come and do a roundabout. Love it.
Hmm. I mean, just, there's a lot of ramps. You know who you don't have do it? The guy that didn't. Where was it? West Hartford fell?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah, something like that.
He was very proud of that. Yeah. It did not go well.
It was nothing but trouble with that one.
You know what would be cool? Put a ramp on each side of one street and just kind of jump the other cars.
Right. Do the Evel Knievel intersection.
Yeah, like the AFX Racing says. You know, it's cool.
Do like the Dukes of Hazzard, right?
Yes. Right, so right. Exactly. They go up one ramp, over the street, onto another ramp. They'd love it.
How much does a study like that cost? Are those expensive?
We have a company on retainer right now doing another project. So,
I got you.
It's probably going to be $8,000 to $10,000 to do that. My guess. But it's well worth it. I mean, this lady was so shooken up. I met her over there. We put in front of her house, we put these big, big boulders, and then we put a big, huge wooden guardrail, you know, that was a little bit cosmetic, you know, pretty looking, you know, instead of the steel guardrails, you know.
Yeah.
So she was happy with that, and it stopped it, you know, and people crashed into the guardrails right after that, Chaz.
It's crazy. Mayor Cafaro with East Haven is on. We're talking about this dangerous intersection. Top five dangerous intersection in Connecticut. Ed in East Haven says he drives through there all the time. Hey, Ed.
Good morning, everybody. Good morning, Mayor.
Good morning.
I've lived in the town for over 40 years. I drive through that intersection two or three times a day. Mayor, I got to be honest with you. If you put your phone down and you're not a complete idiot, traffic from the right doesn't stop. Obey the traffic light, obey the stop sign, and there's no issues.
This is the problem now that politicians have. They're governing idiots.
Yeah.
Yes, you know, I have the same conversation with my daughter. It's just stupid people. There's no reason to change the intersection.
And we know who they are. There's only like 5-10%, depending on where you are.
Yep.
Yeah.
But they rule.
And most of them aren't from the town. Everybody from the town, everybody in East Haven knows about that intersection. If you don't have to drive it, we don't. Slow down. That solves the problem.
So I don't want to say it was funny seeing this, but it was kind of funny to see this. You know, last night when the news agencies were over there reporting that we're getting ready to shut the intersection down, the cameraman was filming people blowing right through the stop sign. While there was a camera there reporting about that intersection, and I feel bad for our cops because our cops can't be everywhere. And everybody, you know, they call my office, they complain about speeding, and I tell them that. I said, you know, we have hundreds of miles of roads. Our cops can't be stationed just sitting there waiting to pull somebody over. If they see somebody do something wrong, sure, they pull them over. But, I mean, it was funny last night. I was watching the news, and two cars blew right through the stop sign.
Yep.
So, I mean, it's just a really bad intersection, and hopefully this relieves it a little bit. So
I think shutting it down.
I'll call you back.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Shutting it down. I mean, that'll do it.
Well, I'll call you back in 90 days with a report, Chaz.
Okay. Well, we'll see you Friday at the toy drive, right?
Absolutely.
All right. Thank you, Mayor. Appreciate it.
Take care, guys.
All right.
Thanks. You too. Thank you, Faro.
Bye.
Bad stuff.
Well, no, this is the thing. It's very expensive to govern morons.
Yep. Yeah.
It's a lot cheaper to govern smart people. Like, can we just have smart people move to one part of the state?
Please.
Like, do you watch what you're doing? Do you stop at stop signs? Are you not in your phones while you're driving? You could live here.
Pay attention. Yeah.
The rest of you, you're over here.
Yep.
go right ahead, text and drive, drift from one lane to another without looking. Go for it.
Knock yourselves out.
It's just common sense.
Like, feel free.
Yeah. We'll put them all in Glastonbury. It seems like there's a high concentration of them there now.
Right.
Not hard.
And the other thing that I see a lot of is people with no lights on.
None.
At night. No lights.
In their head.
Just driving in the pitch black in their vehicle.
Yeah, like, depending on where you are, don't flash the lights.
Man, it's just insane to me. You're asking to get hit.
Yeah.
Which is fine, like, you know.
Did anybody hear that, like, thing that, like, some of these gang initiations
I heard that.
You flash the lights.
Yeah.
I think it's urban legend.
I feel like
it's urban legend.
Yeah.
Well, I'm just not doing
it. From a movie?
Yeah.
Is it? It probably is, yeah.
It's the most wonderful time of the year.
All right, well, we got the toy drive on Friday, the Chaz and AJ Crabtree Auto Group toy drive at Jordan's Furniture in New Haven. We're broadcasting live from 6 a.m. to 10 a.m.
It's the most wonderful time.
You got Rock House, you got Rum Runners, you got Sponge, you got Quiet Riot.
It's the happiest season of all.
And if you need to get in the mood for the holidays, John Krasinski, he knows where all the holiday lights are. Uh-huh. So we were talking about this yesterday, and people were referring us to a website that this guy set up. Hey, John.
Hey, how are you?
Good. Welcome back to the show.
Hey. Morning, guys. Happy birthday, AJ.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Where are the best ones?
All right. So you want me to just give you full addresses?
Like, I like streets. I want to make, like, one trip. So, like, New Haven area, where do you go if you're in New Haven area?
So, I do just mostly Milford. I do some of the surrounding towns, West Haven, Orange, Stratford. But I have the best addresses to go to in Milford.
Okay.
And it's a list that I've been putting on for about 8 years now. And it's just gotten bigger and bigger. There's about 200 houses on this list now.
Whoa.
And I created a Facebook page called Christmas in Milford, where I share photos and the list and stuff. And as of last night, it now has 16,000 followers on it, which is pretty awesome.
That's great.
Damn.
That's great. Wow.
Yeah. But yeah, I post photos of people's houses. I put the addresses so people can go see them. And it's amazing. There's so many more houses that have popped up in the past few years that are decorated. And something about Christmas lights just make you happy. You know, you could be having an off day and you drive by a house, it's lit up, and you're like, that just boosts my spirits, you know?
Nice.
If you had to list, have you ranked them, the different houses?
Oh, yeah. So, sometime next week, I come out with, it's called The List every year, and it's got the best houses to definitely see. There's houses with music. There's trees that I call Rockefeller trees, where people decorate, like, 25-foot trees in their yards.
Oh.
There's houses with music. There's houses with charity that are, like, over the top. It's amazing what they do. And
all right, why don't you come in next week before we go on break and do, like, top five houses?
Yeah, I can give you a top list. I can give you a top list right now.
All right, give us number one right now.
All right, number one, I'm going to say, is 45 Benneville Road in Milford. Going to give you 34 Berry Street. This guy.
Why is 45 Benville number one?
Well, that's my house.
Oh, okay.
Should I
bring beer?
I don't know. I feel like this is rigged.
No, I outline every edge of my house. I've got 30 24-inch snowflakes on the roof. There's blow molds all through the yard. There's archways to the front door, over the driveway, 25-foot inflatables in the yard. And I have my entire road outlined in lights from each entrance so you can see it when you're coming in. Yeah.
Wow. Damn. Just a quick shout out to me on all that.
Right.
Yeah. Of course, every year he's number one on the list.
But no, I also have some other ones.
All right. So, come back. Come on next week and do the top five that are not you.
I do want to see yours too.
All right. Well, what I love about him, he does charity too. He ties all this into charity. John Krasinski, Krasinski Cares. We'll link up at WPLR.com. We'll see you next week.
Yeah. Okay. Sounds good.
It's the most wonderful time of the year.
We have two top stories, actually three. top stories today. One is the approaching Chaz and AJ Crabtree Auto Group toy drive happening Friday at Jordan's Furniture in New Haven. Quiet Riot, Sponge Rum Runners, Rock House, and dozens of community nutbags there.
Right.
Okay.
Yes.
Plus lots of tickets. You know, this is going to be a tribe-based toy drive. There's more focus on the tribe. We're going to be out in the crowd with microphones.
Yes.
Yeah. So that's happening Friday. More information at WPLR.com. You can make donations at WPLR.com right now. The other big news story is we're talking about underrated holiday movies, and the tribe has lined up with some real good ones, AJ. We're going to get to them in a second.
Awesome.
Our third big story today in Chaz and AJ News is it's AJ's birthday.
Yay!
Yay!
Yay.
Hey, how you doing?
Happy birthday!
Look at you, all birthday.
Hey, look
stuff.
At me, I got a birthday.
Hey, take off that birthday suit, huh? Hey.
You want that.
And AJ, I don't know if you've discovered this yet, but there's a surprise for you on your front porch.
There is. Okay.
Yeah.
Is it people? Because I have clothes on.
You do have your birthday suit on.
Where's the birthday suit?
No. I'm just wearing shorts.
No. It's food.
It's food?
Yeah.
Right back.
Okay. He's running down right now to get food. And we want to say thanks to Joe, co-owner and executive chef at Casanova Restaurant. It's a brand new restaurant in New Haven. Yay! Good morning. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you for having me. Thanks. I appreciate it. This is amazing. It's awesome to be down here. Cool.
You come from a long line of restaurateurs, huh?
Oh, yeah.
Your dad's over here, Jerry from Encore Goodfellas. Look at him. Look at that proud father over there.
Yeah.
Look at his face. Look at that face. Look at him all proud.
That's a good man right there, let me tell you. He's serving us today, which is nice.
Beautiful plate. Very colorful.
Very nice.
So as he's plating, we're going to take a couple of calls here.
Exactly.
And then we'll see what AJ got on his porch for his birthday. Justin in Oakville.
Hey, Chaz, AJ, longtime listener, first-time caller.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, thank you. Happy birthday, AJ. Glad you're feeling better, brother.
He says, you're welcome, and thank you.
He's picking up food
now. Yeah, he's picking up food right now, huh? That's great.
What were you calling in with?
Yeah, the Santa Claus with Tim Allen. There's three of them, the Santa Claus, Santa Claus 2, and Santa Claus 3. They're very good, funny movies. Tim Allen's hysterical.
Are all of them good?
Yes.
Really?
The first one especially, yes.
The first one's the best one. Yeah.
Santa Claus?
Yes. Yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah, Santa Claus is the best one. The first one.
Yes.
There are some details in that movie that I can't help but notice sometimes. So at the end, like all the kids are out and they're watching the snowfall. They have like this wide shot where it's like a Christmas scene and like there's snow everywhere. They're running across the snow and you can see it's a blanket.
it's not real snow.
It's classy.
Yes, it's hysterical. Yes, it's a good movie though.
All right, funny. We're going to write it down. Thank you, Justin.
All righty.
Also,
I heard
initially Tim Allen was supposed to shoot the Santa Claus, and they were like, that's too aggressive. We got to change that.
Oh, yeah. Man. Nobody wants to see that.
Yeah, no.
Scratch that right out.
Joe from Casanova's in studio, AJ.
Ah, what's going on,
Joe?
AJ?
You got your food?
How you doing?
Happy birthday.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it. Boy, there is a lot of food here.
Oh, you're going in on that. I'm telling you.
Yeah.
Some good stuff.
Oh, my God. And also Kettle One as well.
Oh,
a little surprise.
Ooh.
Yeah. Happy birthday surprise.
Yeah, Kettle One?
Enjoy yourself.
Yeah, thank you.
Go ahead. Go through your birthday gift. Let's hear what's in there.
It's all downstairs. I couldn't carry up the stairs.
Oh, really?
Yeah. But I'm sure Joe knows what he brought.
Yeah, what does he have over there, Joe?
We have a bunch of things for you. We have some truffle deviled eggs. We have a delicious burrata salad, a panzanella salad, which is seasonal. The pork chop, which is unbelievable. It's massive. You're going to love that. And our famous caramelli as well, which is a house-made pasta.
Awesome.
And then for dessert.
It's the best deviled egg I've ever had in my life.
It's so
what
good.
Is going on with this, man?
I saw that. Right. I'm like, I'm going to save that for last.
Oh, That's a good move.
That's very good stuff. Yeah, they have a nice cheesecake for you, too, for dessert.
Oh, like that. Nice.
What's in the pizza box?
The pizza box has the pork chop. It's too big to put in a normal... In a normal container.
It's so a pizza-sized pizza pork chop.
It's massive.
Yeah. I'm like, this pizza weighs a bit.
Pizza box?
Wow. You're going to be Fred Flintstone, dude.
How long has Casanova Restaurant been open in New Haven?
We've been open for about 5.5 months. So we're fairly new. We're
rocking
and rolling
down
there.
You're not new to the business, so you grew up.
Oh,
well, your dad.
Forget about it. I was 11 years old, and I got a call. I think it was a weekend. I had hockey practice. He calls me up, and he's like, oh, I need you to come down and work. I need you to come dishwash for me. It was my first time ever in the kitchen with him, and we, from then on there.
That was it. You were hooked?
Together. I was hooked.
You know, 11.
Yeah, 11
nice.
Years
old. You were called into action. Guess what, son?
Right.
You're coming in.
Right. Guess what? Start a business. Here you go. Here you go.
Ken in Oxford, awesome. You have a Christmas movie?
I do. How about first happy birthday, Jay, and let's say a very Harold and Kumar Christmas.
Oh, I didn't know they had one of those.
Oh, it's funny. It's
I didn't know that
stupid,
existed either.
Stupid funny. And Die Hard is not a Christmas movie, by the way.
Sure it is.
Says the guy who is watching Harold and Kumar Christmas.
Right. Really?
Just take a
token. An ornament.
Just take a toke and watch it again, dude.
Right, yeah. That's right.
Happy birthday, AJ.
AJ, do you have a mouthful of food? I think we lost him.
Oh. Just bacon? What is it? It's so good.
What are you eating right now?
The little, like, is it bacon or, like, pork?
What, this?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's spec on top. So it's basically like cured prosciutto, and then it's smoked.
Oh, my God.
Afterwards. It's delicious.
Really?
Yeah. It's good stuff.
Wow. You guys make this, like, on a regular basis?
Yeah.
Dude, it's like you could eat a whole, like, it's like chips.
It's delicious.
It's like, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, my God. Comes out of the lines.
It's like a potato chip from heaven.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
That is
it
crazy.
Adds a nice kick to that burrata. It really does. I think it comes out nice.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's
besides the school of Jerry, the university, Jerry University, where else did you go?
I went to the Culinary Institute of America in Hyde Park, New York.
Okay.
What an experience.
That's an elite school.
It was awesome. I mean, it's basically like regular college, but for chefs. We did about 70% was in kitchen, and another 30% was by the books, learning how to convert recipes. It was insane, honestly. I made some great friends there, too. I made friends from around the world there, and I've gone to see them in England and all over the place. So
nice.
Yeah.
Mike in Naugatuck.
Good morning, everyone.
Morning.
Happy birthday, AJ.
I think we lost AJ on the box. Someone want to tell him to reboot his box?
I thought he was chowing down on a pork chop.
I thought so, too.
You know,
I'll bet you that's what happened. I bet you he heard there's a pork chop in that box, and he's like, I'm going right now.
He lost it.
He's like a feral raccoon in the pizza box.
He's down there gnawing on the bone right now.
I was going to say that.
If you're driving through Milford and you see a guy in his underwear on a porch eating a pork chop out of a box.
I'm back.
There he's back.
He's back.
The stupid box went out.
Get him in.
Yeah, okay. Okay, it wasn't the pork chop.
I had to reboot the whole thing. No, pork chop's down there and warm waiting for me.
Okay.
Oh, stupid thing.
Mike, what were you saying?
So you keep bouncing back and forth between a holiday movie or a Christmas movie. So I went with a holiday movie, and it's got to be Planes, Trains, and Automobiles.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's more of a Thanksgiving thing, yeah.
I say holiday because, you know, Christmas is a little limiting. Are there great Hanukkah movies?
I mean, the end of the year is all inclusive.
Crazy Nights.
Yeah. Oh, really?
Isn't that good?
I love Eight Crazy Nights. Kelsey and I watch it. Neither of us are Jewish, by the way, but we have a lot of Jewish friends. And we turn on Eight Crazy Nights at the first night of Hanukkah every year.
Wow.
So we're like, we're going to watch Eight Crazy Nights.
All right, I'm writing it down. Eight Crazy Nights.
It's an Adam
Nights.
Sandler animated movie. It's totally ridiculous. It's very Adam Sandler humor. So a lot of scatological, gross-out stuff, but it's funny.
And Mike, Planes, Trains, and Automobiles. Great movie. Classic.
Yep.
It's definitely a must-watch every year.
Thank you, Mike.
Yes, sir.
Joe, what was on this cold plate here?
That is the panzanella salad. So we have farro, we have kale, we have marinated apples, a little bit of gorgonzola. Delicious dressing on
that potato chip from heaven.
This is the best thing I'll eat all day. I mean, this is probably all
maybe. Yeah. Who knows what Jerry has up his sleeve? So this was made in your restaurant, right?
This was made in mine. Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Got in there.
You guys have like food battles around the holidays?
Oh, we do.
So what's your plate like? What do you bring to the holiday meal that everybody knows? It's like, all right, Joe's going to bring his what?
Probably a Wellington. Like, I'm best known for my Wellington. Yeah, nice. my beef.
That's
Wellington.
Not easy.
It's not. Oh. It's very hard. It's a pain in the butt, honestly.
It's multiple stages of prep too.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's like a 2-day process.
A lot can go wrong.
Yeah. Absolutely. You can overcook it. It can burn on the outside. A lot of stuff can go wrong, but it's a process. It really is. Yeah.
Dan, what's Dad's favorite? What is he? What's his staple?
What is his staple? I'd have to say filet cognac. Yes. That's his thing. Filet cognac with a lobster.
I saw him making filets for like 50 people.
Yeah.
Like on his grill, on his back deck. And he's talking and having a conversation. And it's like nothing's happening. He's like, how does he manage this in his brain while he's talking?
Not on the job, still cooking for 50 people.
Yeah, and everything came out and it was like perfectly cooked.
By the way, he's in here right next to me running like a full expo. Yes. On this, like,
let's go get the food out. Table like, 10.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
That panzanella salad, though, man, a lot of flavor throughout.
AJ, you having a nice birthday so far?
Yes, I am.
We're having a nice time celebrating your birthday.
You know what? That's how it should be. Because we can't have a party together in the studio.
Right.
I'm glad you guys are partaking as well.
Right. Are you eating, or did you leave all the food downstairs?
Everything's still downstairs. I just ran back up over here, and then the stupid box went out and everything. But it's funny, we were talking about Jewish movies, holiday movies.
Yeah.
There's 8 Crazy Nights. There's a movie called The Hebrew Hammer.
So good.
Really?
And Hallmark's got Hanukkah on Rye.
That's a Comedy Central throwback, Hebrew Hammer. I remember that.
So good.
It's so old.
Right. There's Full Court Miracle.
Hebrew Hammer. I like that. All right,
Mistletoe menorahs. Yeah,
I'll put that one on the list.
Is there an Air Bud Christmas movie?
I hope not.
Yeah, he saves Christmas by dunking a basket.
Santa Buddies. It's a real film. Yep.
Air
Bud. All right. So, what is this that I have now, Joe, on my plate?
Well, that's the caramelli pasta. That is homemade in house.
Boy.
And you have a pork chop there as well.
Nice.
Oh boy.
Yeah.
Whoa.
That is so good.
Is this on the menu there?
That's on the menu.
I'll be there.
Nice.
Wow.
Those are our staples. The caramelli pasta, 100%, will stay on our menu for a lifetime. And then the pork chop as well. We might change it up. We'll see what happens. But that caramelli pasta is so good.
That's nuts. Yeah. That's all right. So everything I've had would bring me back.
Yes.
But that I'll be thinking about later today and tomorrow and the next day. And
very nice.
All right, let's take another...
pork chop is crazy.
Take another call, then we're going to keep moving here. Mike in New London.
Yeah, you got to write down the best Christmas pageant ever.
That's what the movie's
six
called?
Brothers and, yeah, yep. The six brothers and sisters are like the worst kids in town. They do everything that you don't want your kids to be doing. And they come in and they take over the town Christmas pageant.
The best Christmas pageant ever.
It's a comedy.
It's really funny.
It's a comedy?
Okay, yeah, it's a comedy, yep.
Okay, perfect.
And very heartwarming.
Okay, so you're going to laugh, and then you'll be like, oh.
You'll laugh and cry for the kid again.
Yep. Yeah.
Yeah, nice. It was really good. Just came out last year, so it's pretty new.
All right, thank you.
You're welcome.
All right, we'll take a break. AJ, go get your food.
Okay.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.